Tossed by the violent rocking of the hull, the lantern threw wild shadows over the damp wall of my cell. It was night. Though the Olstadt schooner was seaworthy, gaps between the upper planks of the wall allowed moonlight past. Frothing waves sprayed seawater through the same cracks. In the first few hours of our journey, I'd tried to scoot away to stay dry. It had done no good. My leg iron kept me shackled too close to the wall to escape the splashing. Trying only caused the cuff to chafe. A sudden savage wave sent me lurching across the cabin. My chain snapped tight, the cuff trenching into the skin of my ankle, cutting flesh and bruising bone. The groan of the hull covered my shriek as I tried desperately to worm back toward the wall before the next wave smacked us. Huddled in a ball, my hand around the iron cuff, as if I could keep it from hurting me again, I whimpered and waited, sprayed every few seconds by seawater. Time stretched out, each crash of a wave and moan of the hull beating against my strength. When the cruel rocking finally quieted, I held my breath, afraid it would just start back up. Moments later, my door flew open, slamming against the wall. A guardsman for House Olstadt stood in the entry, face locked in a permanent snarl. A scar slashed across his cheek, creating a line from his lip to the outer corner of his eye where his beard didn't grow. The scar itself was black, probably due to coal dust and a poor job cleaning out the original wound. Ilaroque Harbor? I asked, forcing strength into my words. Of the 20 or so Kyrild Islands, Arok housed the second largest capital city, Ilaroque. But unlike my home city, Istanik, which hosted more than 24 trader houses, only House Olstadt called Ilaroque home. By rumor, it was a stark and ugly place. Smelly, too. The man grunted. Did that mean yes? No? You're going to unchain me at least, right? As I held up my foot, I noticed the line of blood dripping down my ankle. I wished I were on Ioween, where the power of the Aurora would heal the gash overnight. As it was, I'd have to convince Trader Olstadt that I'd be no use to him with gangrene rotting my foot off. He must need me. Otherwise, why go to the trouble of keeping me alive? The guard didn't respond. Instead, he pulled a heavy keychain from his pocket and fitted one of the keys into the lock at the wall. After unfastening my chain from the ship, he draped it over his shoulder and started out the door, clearly expecting me to follow. I didn't hesitate. There'd come a time to fight, but it wasn't now, not with my family and Rav locked in the hold with me. According to what Olev Olstad had said during our capture, Mistress Nirlit was aboard too. Captain Altok had brought news of her abduction more than 10 days ago. She'd been taken during a mission to recruit help from the smaller of the Kyrild Islands. 10 days was a long time. She might be too hurt or weak to get off the ship quickly. I needed a better understanding of the situation before I made a move. I followed the guard into the ship's central aisle, grimacing when he gave me an extra tug that ground the iron cuff into my wound. Another Olstadt guardsman shouldered out of the adjacent cabin with Rav in tow. Unlike my single shackle, they'd put Rav's wrists in irons as well as cuffing one of his ankles. In the 2 days since we'd sailed away from Stanik Island, casting off from the hidden anchorage in the dark of night, Rav's bruises had darkened. His upper lip was swollen, and a livid scrape showed through the knee of his torn trousers. I wanted to run to him, but remained where I was, standing obediently behind my guard. Rav's eyes met mine, sending rays of warmth through me. I stared back, trying without speaking to say how sorry I was about his family. About all this. Frask had died at Rav's hand. whether Rav had intended it or not. Regardless of his brother's cruelty, Rav had to be drowning in guilt over that. He'd lost his mother in the battle for Istani, too. But he stood with his shoulders straight, defiant in the face of the Ullstadt guards. "Hurry up about it," the guard who led me called. "Traitor Ullstadt wants us up and out in minutes. Ship needs to get round the North Point." Grumbles followed the words, emanating from a pair of cabins between us and the forward ladder. After a moment, a door swung open, and a guard stepped out, leading my family on a single chain. Dad's hands were cuffed like Rav's, but they'd left Jarrett's free. Finally, a last guard appeared, pulling Nirelit's chain. When the former Strand mistress looked over her shoulder and caught my eye, she cried in dismay. "We're okay," I called. "We'll be okay."